Ever been stuck for something to say or wondered how to encourage a family member or friend to open up about what's worrying them? Business partners Jane Willisdorf and Megan Borry have developed what's called the human card during lockdown. They say the digital cards can act as conversation starters in a time of worry, uncertainty and disconnection. And Jane Willisdorf joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Jesse.
Thanks for your time today. How did these cards come about?
So originally, Megan Borry, my business partner, thought of the idea as a tool to use for teams and businesses she was leadership coaching or facilitating workshops with. And as you mentioned previously, we kind of came up with the idea to expand these cards into different areas of life, given our kind of work and family life was being so rapidly merged together during lockdown. So we came up with the five different stacks in areas that we were both feeling quite passionate about and experiencing different challenges and concerns with, and also family and friends or even clients. We were hearing lots of stories about what it was like working and living at home with everyone under the one roof.
What's the problem you're trying to solve here?
I guess it's not really a problem. It's more just encouraging people to ask super simple questions and just start connecting and having conversations. And we don't see these questions in the language used as clever or unique. We really tried and maintained and stayed true to one of our key values of keeping the simplicity. They have to be accessible. And for us, that was a big part of why we developed them. We do coaching individually ourselves with one-on-one with people or with teams, and we felt that it was really good when we were helping people just by asking simple questions. And if we could create a product that could actually help the masses versus just the few that we were dealing with, then that was something we really wanted to follow up and chase.
Could you give us an example of maybe one or two of the sets of cards, who they're for and what sort of questions and conversation starters they have on them?
Sure. So we have five different stacks of cards. We've got for teams, which was probably the first initial set we created. And out of the teams cards, we realised that individuals make teams. And so that's an important, aspect to focus on as well. So we've got the for me cards. And they also tap into people who are currently finding themselves potentially in between jobs or looking for another job. So it takes you kind of a few questions to get into it, but you do start to ask yourself, you know, what kind of project did you like to work on? Who did you like to work for? And really having a look at where you've been in your career. Then we have for us, which was the sort of relationship couple cards. Both of us were feeling that during COVID, our relationships were feeling under the pressure with having kids at home. We've both got young children and we were still trying to maintain some level of work. And then we also felt that kids are a big area that we were concerned about during lockdown for not only our children but just in general, were how kids were going to cope during lockdown and also afterwards. So we've set up two sets of kids cards, so 5+ and then 10+, and they're attached to some downloadable journals that really encourage the conversation to keep going. And that can be that the children or kids do those journals themselves and can share with their parents, or they can just do themselves by themselves to get their own thoughts down on paper.
What would be an example of a question in a kid in the kids pack?
Yeah, so a question in a kids pack was quite difficult, because you can imagine you could ask a child or a kid, you know, how are you? And often the answer's fine. There's no more movement on that. And so we really tried to probe a few questions in there to start conversations going. And I guess a good example would be, how can we help each other? And that's for a 5+. So that's more about opening the discussion and conversation with your child about, you know, is there something I can help you with, rather than, you know, can I help you with something? It's got to start that natural flow of a conversation. And another one would be, what is something fun we can do together as a family? So trying to bring it back to simplifying just little steps into what makes you happy. A I guess the two areas we look at is rewind and pause. And rewind cards, we haven't really done a huge amount of them for children because we don't want to look back. We're going to stay in the moment right now. And so we felt that with the pause cards, it was about looking forward and how we can work together as a family, or if there were, I guess, any opportunities to talk more about something that they might be worried about.
Great. I'm going to send people to the link on our website to find out more. Jane Willisdorf, congratulations on this innovation. Nice to talk to you.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Jesse, and thanks for having us on the show.
It's called the Human Card, and you can find more on the website rnz.co.nz/Jesse.